What is it that makes a meaningful connection? You know, I think that a lot of us can tend to struggle with this idea because it can be quite a big and a grand idea. What makes something meaningful? What makes something a connection? And I find for myself that it has to start in one place, in one place only. That connection has to be found within ourselves. We have to go inward rather than outward. We have to give ourselves permission to actually discover what is it that we feel, how is it that we think, what is it that we notice? Are we actually aware of it? I think so many people can easily get tempted into believing that connection is always with someone else, something out there in the world. Connection has to start inward. It has to be noticing even the simple things. Wake up in the morning. How do I feel? How am I breathing? Am I tired? You know, I've been guilty in the past of waking up and just running. Not literally running, but getting up and running out the door. Running on to a first meeting or an activity or a breakfast where you're simply just go, 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 go. And you kind of get a little bit through the morning and you realize, whoa, I'm actually pretty tired, or I don't feel great, or actually I feel fantastic. We don't even pause. I don't even pause sometimes to go, what is it that I feel today, and how am I actually showing up, and how am I getting going? That really is connection, I find, in the simplest form, an understanding of what is. Not what we want it to be, not what we think it should be, not how we believe things should happen, but what is. What is the status of me today? What is going on? And I think when we do that, and we do it regularly, when it becomes familiar, when it becomes as everyday as getting up and brushing your teeth and going to the bathroom and taking a shower, checking in is that essential place where we can understand how to then connect with others, how then to engage with the world around us. It's kind of, you know, just getting your own house in order before you try to visit others. If you don't really know what you're up to, how you feel, you know, a lot of the connections that you'll have throughout the day are going to be one-sided. You're just receiving. You're allowing yourself to be stimulated by a lot of times the chaos that comes at us, especially if you have, let's say, a busy lifestyle. But if we have our own grounding, our own understanding, it allows us to meaningfully choose to take actions that connect us or disconnect us with other people, other things, and other moments. Because connection has three parts to it. First, with ourselves, which we know now. And then it's how we connect with other people. How can I bring myself to what you're bringing? So there's two sides of any of those connections or relationships. And then the third is how we connect to everything going on around us. The streets that we walk on, the buses or the trains that we take, the cafes or the restaurants or the meetings that we sit in. Are they worth our time, our energy, our focus? And if they are, then make them purposeful. Make them meaningful. Make them have a reason to warrant your side of attention. I really think that when we start to approach every single day not just wanting to have meaningful connections, but creating the capacity to have them, then we really allow ourselves the opportunity to experience them. And that's a special thing. And that's what I believe connection is, or can be, is just how we make choices to choose an inward awareness and to allow that to be the place that we go from and grow from and function in everyday life. So let's put this into practice. Let's make this really simple and easy. Let's stop for a moment, close your eyes, and just notice the quality of your breath. Short, sharp, slow, easy. You know, acknowledging a personal connection doesn't need to be a big, grand action. It could just simply be, how am I breathing? Can I slow it down? Or even better, just what is it? I think we can rush too much to try fix things when we acknowledge things aren't maybe as we would like them to be. But stage one is always just noticing what is. How are you breathing today? Go from there. We're going to do a little breathing technique, which we call box breathing, which is just simply going to allow you to even out the breath. And so it goes like this. You can do this with me, or you can just listen along. Let's just start very simply with an inhale and an exhale. So take a big breath in and a long breath out. You're just going to inhale to the count of four. So breathe in, two, three, four, and then hold the breath, two, three, four, and then exhale, two, three, four, and hold the breath, two, three, four. Do that again. Breathe in, two, three, four, hold the breath, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four. Now just notice, how does it feel? It might feel good. It might just allow you to feel something. You know, this simple technique to even out the in and the out of the breath can be really beneficial. So this is the practice for today. And let connection be your good intention. Thank you.